Hello, everybody, and welcome back to We Are God's Gift podcast here on Anchor and anywhere else you get your podcast. I am back, you guys. Sorry it's been so long, but I'm back. When we last left off, we were in the middle of my brand new series, Rebuild, Rethink, Reborn. And today, we're going to do part two of the series. This is episode 22. So welcome to episode 22, part two of the series, Rebuild, Rethink, Reborn. So today we're going to talk about rethink. So after you rebuild, after a negative situation, after you rebuild your life, after you rebuild, you know, your mindset, and after you rebuild everything, you've got to rethink. You've got to think about, okay, what's my next move? What do I do next? How do I overcome this challenge of whatever I've just faced? How do I overcome this challenge? Maybe it's the loss of a loved one, or maybe you're going through a difficult time in your life. Whatever it is, and you're like, how do I overcome this challenge? How do I overcome the fear of, you know, not being able to move on? And what you do is you rethink your strategy. You rethink, okay, what do I do now? You rethink it. First you rebuild, and now you rethink. And that means you get closer to Jesus, you study the Bible, you pray about things, you ask questions, and you receive those answers. You distract yourself in a good way. You're more positive. You think about things more clearly. When you rethink your strategy, you think about what you can do better to be a better person. You think about that. You think about who you want to be, where you've been, the things that you've done. You think about the life lessons that you've learned. That's what you do when you rethink. When you rethink, you become a better person. You make better decisions. You strive to be the best that you can be is when you rethink your strategy after a negative situation. That's what I did when I lost my mother. I honestly thought that was the end. I thought that was it for me. I thought there's no coming back from this. There's none of that. There's no being happy. There's none of that. But I was wrong, because, when you're rethinking your steps and you're starting over, you surround yourself with positive people. You surround yourself with people that love you. You make a difference in other people's lives. And while you're making a difference in other people's lives, you can be, you know, making a difference in, you know, your own life. And that's also going to go into the third part, which we're going to do next week, next Wednesday. It'll be released at 5 a.m. So make sure you turn on the notifications so you can be notified when I upload a video. I have a video version as well. You can follow me on YouTube at We Are God's Gift Podcast on YouTube with Nathan. But please follow me on YouTube. I really very much appreciate that. But when you're rethinking after a negative situation, when you sit down and you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, what can I do to make my situation that I'm going through seem less painful? You can rethink your steps. You can think about what you could have done better. And you can start to get to that point of doing better things and amazing things and great things. It's going to make you feel better in the long run. When you stop and you think and you're like, okay, how can I be a better version of myself? How can I be a better version of myself, but also make people better around me? How can I rediscover who I am? And also, you've got to start to build a close relationship with Jesus. You've got to start to ask questions, and don't be afraid to talk about, you know, the things that affect you, and whether positive or negative. Don't be afraid to talk about that, because the more you do, the better you will feel. And I hope you guys are learning a lot from this series so far. But I'm glad to be back. I'm going to try my best to get better at this. I know you guys have missed me. Several of you guys have asked when I'm coming back to the podcast world. But I'm back. And I hope that you guys learned something from this today. Don't be afraid to ask God questions, because He will give you answers. But you have to learn how to trust Him. You have to learn how to have faith. You have to believe that anything is possible. Because anything is possible when you walk with God, when you trust Him. So whenever you're going through a negative situation, think about, how would Jesus handle this situation? And how can I get better from this negative experience? How can I better myself? But I hope you guys learned something today. Before we go, I just want to pray. Father God, we come to You, and we hope that everybody that is listening to this podcast episode right now, wherever they download their podcast, we hope that they can learn to trust in You. We hope that they can know that You will guide them and You will show them a different direction. You will give them guidance. You will give them hope. You will give them love. You will give them peace in whatever situation they may encounter. I hope that anybody listening to this is, you know, hearing the sound of my voice and wondering, you know, if He can do this, I can do this. And we hope that You keep everybody safe. We pray that You keep everybody safe. And we pray that You show everybody the light and the right way to go. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Don't forget to like, to share the podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. I will try to leave a link to my YouTube channel in the description for you guys, so that you can check it out. The video version is on YouTube. Is the audio version, so the video version will be on YouTube, but I will leave a link in the description for you guys to check out. But until the next audio podcast, you guys, remember, it's every Wednesday. It'll come out every Wednesday at 5 a.m. But until the next episode, you guys, remember to love each other, care for each other, and respect each other. And may God bless every single one of you. see you next week. Bye, guys.